Hello, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we have two stories about saving lives, both in the human world and the animal world. Since 2009, workers at the Olpejeta Conservancy in Kenya have worked to save the northern white rhino from extinction. The workers hope that crossbreeding with another kind of rhino may save the species. We will have that report later in the program. But first, Christopher Cruz brings us a story on what China is doing to lower the number of crimes in the country punishable by death.
Judges in China sentence thousands of people to death every year. And China executes more people each year than any other country. However, the Chinese government has been lowering the number of crimes for which people can be executed. In 2011, China removed 13 crimes from a list of crimes that could result in the death penalty. Earlier this year, China announced plans to remove 9 more crimes from the list. They include counterfeiting and forcing someone to have sexual relations in exchange for money. These changes have caused a sharp drop in the number of people executed. The human rights group Duihua reports China executed 2,400 people last year. That is more executions than the rest of the world combined. But it is only 20% as many as in 2002. China executed 12,000 people that year. Even with the changes, China's execution rate is still much higher than that of any other country. Nicholas Bequelin is a senior researcher with Human Rights Watch. He says China's leaders know the country must change the way it deals with its citizens if it is to gain the respect of other countries.
I think that China doesn't want to be too much of an outlier in respect to human rights. It's not ready to embrace and accept and enforce respect for human rights when it's inconvenient for the Communist Party or for the one-party system. But otherwise, I think that China, by and large, accepts the validity of human rights norms and wants to be a member in good standing in the international community.
Human rights groups say even though China has reduced the number of people it executes, the country's judicial system does not release much information. This makes it difficult to know the truth about how many people are executed. The rights group Amnesty International says an increasing number of people are being executed in Xinjiang province, where anti-government protests have taken place. William Nee is a researcher with Amnesty International.
And it looks like, from all indications, that the number of people receiving the death penalty and being executed has increased quite dramatically in that region in the last year. So that, to some extent, may offset some of the apparent decline in the number of people getting the death penalty and being executed.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Wildlife conservationists in Kenya are trying to save a rare kind of rhinoceros. So many northern white rhinos have been hunted and killed that they are almost extinct. There are only 5 northern white rhinos left. The workers hope they can save the rhinos by helping them breed. Northern white rhinos once lived in an area from Uganda to the Democratic Republic of Congo. They could even be found as far north as Chad. But conservationists fear the northern white rhino may disappear within our lifetime. Three northern white rhinos live at the Old Pajeta Conservancy in Kenya. Workers with military weapons guard the rhinos as they walk, play, and eat over a large area of natural grass and trees. The northern white rhinos live with groups of southern white rhinos. The two species of rhinos are closely related. The three rhinos were brought to the conservancy in 2009 from a zoo in the Czech Republic. Workers hoped they would have a better chance of survival in a more natural habitat. But breeding has not been as successful as they had hoped, and the number of northern white rhinos continues to decrease. One of the rhinos at the conservancy died in October. Another died at a zoo in the U.S. city of San Diego, California, earlier this month. The San Diego Zoo still has one northern white rhino left. The zoo in the Czech Republic also has one. The last wild northern white rhinos were hunted and killed during conflicts in the Democratic Republic of Congo over the past 10 years. Rhinos are killed because many people in Asia want the animal's horns. They believe the horns will help with medical problems. But researchers say there is no medicine in the horn, just a kind of hair. The last male northern white rhino is 41 years old. He has been unsuccessful at producing young with a female rhino. So conservationists will use artificial methods to make a young female become pregnant. If that is not successful, they will try to fertilize a northern rhino egg and put it in the womb of a southern white rhino, who will act as a surrogate mother. The last solution would be crossbreeding between the northern and southern white rhino species. The two types of rhinos are alike both physically and genetically. Southern white rhino populations have increased in the last 100 years. If crossbreeding is successful, there is hope that some part of the northern white rhino species may still live on.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. This year, the calendars have beautiful pictures of the southwestern United States. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write, and tell us what radio station you are listening to and the time of the broadcast. We have several hundred